This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And which requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Rude is in the house. War Now. Let's go to war with the Wayne Allyn Root Show on USA Radio Network, Third Hour Newsmax TV. Another great day in Trump land. And today really was a great day. I mean, really was a great day for Donald Trump and for all of us. I'll read you my commentary coming out in Sunday's Las Vegas Review-Journal. More great news overnight. Every single time, I think it can't get better, it gets better. It's a tale of two presidents. Trump, the worst racist of all time. Yes, Wayne Root wrote Trump, the worst racist of all time. I'm going to tell you the tale of two presidents, Trump and Obama. First, I'm going to introduce you to the worst racist ever in the White House. Then I'm going to introduce you to the worst jealous, bitter, sore loser ever in the White House. Let's start with President Trump. He is without a doubt the worst racist ever. Oops, I guess you thought I meant Trump's a terrible racist. No. I don't mean what liberals think I mean. I mean Trump is terrible at being a racist. Awful. The worst ever. No one has ever been worse at being a racist than Trump. After all, would a racist create the lowest black unemployment ever? Or the lowest Hispanic unemployment ever? Or the lowest female unemployment in 65 years? Or the lowest youth unemployment in 50 years? I'm betting we're also experiencing the lowest gay unemployment and the lowest Muslim unemployment ever. Everyone is doing great in the Trump economy, especially all the groups Trump supposedly hates. Racists must be steaming mad. The KKK must be sick to their stomachs. Nazis must be throwing darts at Trump's face. Real racists have to be longing for the days of Obama. Because Obama's policies actually destroyed opportunity for black people. Obama's policies were historically bad for minorities, women, gays, and young people. If you root for minorities to suffer misery and malaise, Obama is your man. But Trump? Trump's the definition of a reverse racist, because he's making life far better for all the people liberals claim he hates. Black business ownership is up 400% in the past year. Oh, man, the pain, the misery. This man is killing us. We can't take any more black business ownership creation. Trump, the supposed racist, is the best thing to ever happen to black people, Hispanic people, women, young people, gays. And even Muslims. Everyone is benefiting from his racism. Trump is proving prosperity knows no color. A rising tide lifts all boats. Did you see the latest stats out today? The economy's booming like a space rocket. We just added 201,000 jobs in August, more than expected. More Americans are working than at any time in history. That's not white people working. That's everyone working. Black people working. Unemployment's at a remarkable 3.9%. And get ready for this stat. Trump has only been president for 19 months, and already over 20% of the job increases in this century have occurred during Trump's years. Since 2000, when this century began, the U.S. has added a net increase of 16.2 million jobs. But Trump has added 3.5 million net jobs all by himself in only a year and a half. President Obama lost 4.4 million jobs in his first 19 months. Trump gained 3.5 million. But here's the best news of all. Wage growth is the highest in 12 years. Average hourly earnings increased by 2.9% in August. Glory, hallelujah! Obama never achieved numbers like this in his dreams. This is unreal. Trump's a magician. Trump is David Blaine. Trump is David Copperfield. Trump is Houdini. Now to the worst jealous, bitter, sore loser ever in the White House. That would be former President Obama. He hit the campaign trail on Friday and railed against President Trump. He blamed Trump for the politics of division and resentment. He called the situation dire. He called Trump a bully. He screamed about bigots and fearmongers. Obama called Republicans radical. Somehow he never mentioned the economy. cat got your tongue, Obama? Obama sees all these fantastic economic numbers, and he's unhappy. He can't stand Trump's success. He's green with envy. Here's a man who can't take yes for an answer. He won't rest until things turn negative for American workers, until things turn negative for you. If the greatest GDP and jobs numbers since Reagan are radical, if the highest black small business creation is divisive, if the lowest black unemployment ever is dire, if Trump is a racist, here's what I say. Whatever Trump's doing, we need more. Obama is jealous, bitter, and a sore loser. Obama and the Democrats just can't stand Trump's success. They're green. They clearly want the economy to fail. They clearly hate Trump more than they love America. And that's sad, petty, and pathetic. There is no blue wave. No one with a brain wants to go back to the Obama economy. No one with a brain of any color wants to go back to the Obama economy. My commentary coming out on Sunday in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, usually picked up by national sites all over this country, conservative sites, the worst Trump, the worst racist of all time. Is that a good play on words? So the biggest news of the day, higher than expected job growth and wage gains in August, signal economic strength. Great job, President Trump. Another headline, new jobs numbers set new records, more jobs than unemployed again. Thank you, President Trump. And then the other big news, Obama returns to the campaign trail with fiery speech, and Trump counters, I fell asleep. Obama says President Trump is capitalizing on the resentment politicians have been pushing for years. Former President Obama launched his return to the campaign trail Friday with a fiery speech accusing Trump and the GOP of fueling division and resentment, but the sitting president responded with a yawn. I'm sorry, I watched, but I fell asleep, Trump teased, speaking at a political rally minutes later. For GOP Senate candidate Kevin Cramer in North Dakota, I found he's very good for sleeping, Obama. The back and forth between the sitting and former president sets the stage for a battle of the mega surrogates heading into the November midterms. Trump has promised to ramp up his campaign appearances for GOP candidates, and with Obama flexing his political muscle once again, he will have a worthy competitor. Obama's campaign season debut launches his midterm effort to rally Democrats to the polls and end Republicans' grip on power in Congress. The former president warned Friday the stakes are high and the consequences of staying on the sidelines are dire. Dire. It's just dire. The economy's so good, it's dire. Because we want everybody on welfare. Delivering some of his toughest broadsides against the GOP since leaving office, referring to Trump by name, something he used to avoid, Obama said there are certain powerful and privileged people who want to keep us angry. It did not start with Donald Trump, Obama said. By the way, I often have called Obama, Obama. Sometimes I call him President Obama, sometimes I call him Obama. But I've gotten in trouble for that. Liberals have called me out and said, you're calling a President Obama that's disrespectful. He should be called President Obama, not just Obama. And yet here's a former president with the nerve to call the present president, knowing what he knows, Trump, Donald Trump, but not President Trump. Never called him president. He said of Trump, he's a symptom, not the cause. He's just capitalizing on resentments that politicians have been fanning for years. Trump dismissed Obama's speech and mocked his claim that Trump was taking credit for a booming economy started during the Obama administration. I think he was trying to take credit for this incredible thing happening to our country. I have to say to President Obama, see, he calls him with a sign of respect. It wasn't him, and if the Democrats got in with their agenda, instead of having 4.2% up, you'd have 4.2% down. You'd be in negative numbers. He said Obama had overseen the weakest recovery in the history of our country. This is called not a recovery, but a rocket ship, he said. He also warned voters that Democrats would destroy Medicare, destroy Social Security, two things Republicans would protect. Isn't this more exciting than listening to President Obama? He later asked again. He called him President Obama. Meanwhile, Obama's just going Trump, Trump, and Donald Trump. The presidential sniping foreshadowed a fight that's likely to increasingly play out as both presidents rally their parties. The Obama speech was a preview of the argument Obama is likely to make throughout the fall. On Saturday, the former president will stump for House Democratic candidates from California at an event in Orange County, a conservative-leaning part of California. Next week, Obama plans to campaign in Ohio. In Illinois, Obama repeatedly argued Republicans have reversed course in the Trump era on several issues, from the deficit to Russia. He also referenced the anonymous New York Times op-ed and said that the claimed staffers are secretly working to keep Trump in line. That's not how our democracy is supposed to work. These people aren't elected. They aren't accountable. They're not doing us a service by actively promoting 90% of the crazy stuff that's coming out of this White House and then saying, don't worry, we're preventing the other 10%. This is Obama talking. Obama admitted that neither party has been exclusively responsible for us going backwards instead of forwards, citing Southern Democrats who vociferously defended slavery, but said Republicans have traded a conservative vision for the country for one that's radical. Get this one. Obama was at the University of Illinois to receive the Paul H. Douglas Award for Ethics in Government. What a joke. What a travesty. Obama and ethics go together like motherhood and blueberry pie. They don't go together. They've got nothing to do with one another. Obama had the most corrupt administration in the history of the world. Obama used the IRS to try and destroy me and thousands of other conservative activists. Obama lied about Obamacare. He lied to Pasadena. He lied about everything. Unbelievable. He lied about Benghazi. He lied. He had Hillary lie to the face of the parents of dead soldiers. Here's another headline. Barack Obama refuses to call Donald Trump president in speech. He trashed President Trump, calling him out by name, that took credit for the booming economy. But he called Trump out by his name, not president. He called him out by Donald Trump, or Trump, not president. And he lectures Trump on Nazis. He lectured Trump on Nazis. How hard could it be to say Nazis are bad, he said. But Obama never said radical Islam is bad in 8 years. He refused to even use the term radical Islam. Hypocrite and Muslim sympathizer, radical Islam sympathizer. Obama went off on Republican lawmakers in June of 16 for his refusal to use the term radical Islam. He went on and on, lectured America on using the term radical Islam. There's no magic to the phrase radical Islam. It's a political talking point. It's not a strategy. It's a political distraction. Wow. Amazing. Nazis versus radical Islam. We'll be right back. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You all know me as the champion of small business. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner, or perhaps you want to be one for the very first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. And there's no needles, no medication, no surgery. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business, no insurance, and can be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify, to see if your area is available, and if you qualify, Call 800-235-1462. That's 800-235-1462. Do it today. Call 800-235-1462.
War now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, for War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show on USA Radio. Your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist, American made and proud of it, can only find a war like this in the USA. Ass kicker, not ass kisser, fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders, American citizens, not illegal aliens. Coming to you from the entertainment and low tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. Thank you, Ed Stoltz. It's Ed Stoltz at 790 AM, by the way. 790 Talk Now in Las Vegas, otherwise known as K-Bet, for giving me my start in radio. Without him, I wouldn't be here. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. They've teamed with me to name their latest package after yours truly, the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. It includes six different pure silver coins from major mints around the world. It includes the first ever silver Krugerrand and a silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. All coins are investment quality, and it makes the perfect start or addition to your portfolio. Get all six coins for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. This portfolio is previously sold for more than $300, but is available right now just for my audience for only $99. Call right now at 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/roots. We're the most caller-friendly show in America. Call in any time at 833-WAR-TALK. Love to grab your calls. What do you think of Obama's speech? What do you think of the great new economic news? It's Trump's economy. It's not Obama's economy, you liars. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. Numerically, 833-927-8255. It's amazing on both ends, right? Obama begins as president. Everything is George W. Bush's fault. For 7 of the 8 years, blamed everything on Bush, Bush, Bush. Now Trump succeeds, and Obama's going to blame that on Obama. When it's bad, it's Bush's fault. When it's good, it's Obama's fault, even though he's been gone 2 years. In the history of the world, folks, in the history of the world, nobody's ever made an economy roar with higher taxes, more regulations, and government control of health care. So sorry, Obama had nothing to do with this. If he had, how do you explain he was president for 8 years? Four quarters times 8 years. I could do math, unlike the average Democrat who went to public school. I can actually do math. 8 times 4 is 32. 32 quarters of Obama's presidency, and not one of them was ever 3% or higher. First time that's ever happened in the history of the United States of America. In the history of the United States of America. Can you imagine? And yet, somehow he thinks, suddenly, miraculously, when he left office, Obama, now all the good times started because of him. It was just a delayed response. It never has anything to do with you being a curse, Obama. You're a curse, man. You and Colin Kaepernick. Obama, Barack Obama, B-O, and Colin Kaepernick, C-K. It's like they're curses. Everything they touch economically goes to hell. So all I'm talking now is economics. Colin Kaepernick touched the NFL. He destroyed it. Colin Kaepernick touched Nike. $3.6 billion lost on the first day. And it went up 3 days since then, and guess what? The result of all 3 days of going up, it only gained back about $1.6 billion, so it's still down $2 billion since Colin Kaepernick was involved. And let's face it, there's a lot of liberals out there who are probably buying Nike just to try and make a point. Wayne Root's wrong, Donald Trump's wrong, everything's wonderful. But the reality is Nike is still down by $2 billion. And I guarantee you over time, they will be punished badly. So Colin Kaepernick kills everything he touches. And then we got Barack Obama. He certainly killed the state of Illinois, which is the worst shape of any state in America, and the worst debt, the worst pension debt. They were just totally bankrupt, wrecked, destroyed. And that's where he comes from. Chicago and Illinois both wrecked and destroyed, not to mention murder in the streets of Chicago, black-on-black genocide. And then you have the United States. Obama took over, and it was just disaster from one end to the other end. Oh, yeah, he created jobs. First of all, he lost 4.4 million jobs in the first 19 months. Then he gained jobs back. Every one of them was a part-time, crappy, low-wage job. If you were an illegal alien, you loved Barack Obama. Because if you want to clean toilet bowls or work at McDonald's and ask people, how do you want your fries? It was a great economy, Obama. But it was the worst recovery in the history of the United States of America. You know what you call the worst recovery in 80 years? It's not a recovery, numbnuts. It's called a depression. We lived through the Obama Great Depression. Everybody's missing the point. It was not only the worst recovery in history and the crappiest economy in history and the lowest GDP matching the Great Depression. But on top of that, he spent $10 trillion in debt to achieve that. To cover up that it was an Obama Great Depression. It was just bad luck, right? Obama said bad luck, and it all turned good when Trump became president. It really belongs to Obama.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
War now.
USA Radio News.
The Labor Department released the job numbers today, and the U.S. economy added just over 200,000 jobs. That was up a little bit more than expected. Dallas Fed Reserve President Robert Kaplan on that report that came out earlier today.
It's a very strong report. It's reflective of a strong economy in 2018, a tight job market.
Board Air Force One, President Trump spoke today. He was asked if Attorney General Jeff Sessions should be investigating the anonymous op-ed writer in the New York Times.
Well, what do you say? I'm looking at that right now.
How are you?
Holy happy. We're going to take a look at what he had, what he gave, what he's talking about, also where he is right now. Supposing I have a high-level national security meeting, and he has got a clearance. You know, we talked about clearances a lot recently. He goes into a high-level meeting concerning China or Russia or North Korea or something.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350-350.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
By the way, all the knuckleheads, I got like six liberal putzes who sent me emails today saying that Nike's online sales jumped 31% after the company unveiled Kaepernick campaign. They're talking about a two-day period. Of course, when you do something like that, sales are going to increase because every black kid in America and every liberal in America got together and they bought something from Nike on that two-day period. But I don't think they can buy something every day for the rest of their lives, and I think an awful lot of other people over time are not going to buy anything from Nike. In other words, me and 63 million Trump people not buying from Nike ever again, that doesn't show up in the two-day period. That shows up over the next 20 years. You buying for one day a new pair of sneakers, a lot of people getting together and saying, let's reward Nike because we're black and I think they're cool with black people, that makes sales go up for one day. And notice, online sales jump for 2 days. Online sales don't compare to in-store sales. So they're giving you a tiny slice of a two-day period. And I'm telling you that Nike's stock price and Nike sales will crater over the next 20 years of sales they're not going to get. And the next year of sales they're not going to get. And the next 6 months of sales they're not going to get. But they won't crater on a two-day period when liberals all get together and buy from Nike. You know, so this is silly. What if every liberal suddenly said, I'm not going to buy from McDonald's anymore? Would sales change tomorrow? No, especially if every conservative waited in line to reward McDonald's. Sales would actually go up and they'd say, see, it didn't hurt us. But over the next 20 years, if liberals didn't buy, it would hurt McDonald's. So I'm just telling you, folks, anyone who thinks that means something is delusional, as usual. Liberals are always delusional. This segment of the show, by the way, is sponsored by Swiss Wave. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. You all know me as the champion of small business. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. They have clinics all over the United States now. There's no needles, there's no medication, there's no surgery. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners, so anybody can own the clinic. It's an all-cash business. Wow, no insurance. Fantastic. Could be up and running in 30 days. Beautiful. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You will have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify, to see if your area is available. And if you qualify, call 800-235-1462. You're crazy if you don't make a call. And just check it out, 800-235-1462. You'll want to know about this opportunity if you are entrepreneurial, 800-235-1462. Opportunities like this don't come around that offer. Do it today or go to medicalpartnership.info. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, medicalpartnership.info. All right. So we come to our great guest, Matthew Schiff, with a segment we call Schiff Happens. Matt's my dearest friend and one of my two or three oldest friends in the entire world, and love him dearly. He lives in New York, in Tampa, Florida nowadays, but he's one of the funniest people around, the type of visionary who could see trends way before anybody else. And we have him on here with this segment called Schiff Happens to tell us about really weird things that you may not have heard of in the news around the world. Matthew Schiff, welcome to the show.
What's going on, War? Let's get started. Elon Musk, wannabe superhero of Tesla fame, the Hyperloop, LA, and SpaceX. Well, Elon has been going through some turbulence lately, not the least of which he was on the Joe Rogan podcast a few days ago with a cigar-sized blunt if you're under 30 years old, or a joint if you're above the age of 40, smoking pot, chugging alcohol, and overall acting like a complete knucklehead. And guess what happened after the podcast? His market cap and his stock went down $4.3 billion. And that happened without Colin Kaepernick even being involved.
I'm not sure why that is. I'm not sure why that is. I'm saying that facetiously, obviously. You know, the CEO of a company smoking pot from a bond does not exactly give you confidence. Yeah. It doesn't.
Yeah, no, it wasn't even that. He rolled it the size of a cigar on, I think it was on video and also on audio.
And you realize it's much more than that, Matt. This guy's been acting like a maniac for a year now.
Yeah.
He keeps tweeting out incredibly ridiculous things that make him sound like he's insane or he's committing some sort of Ponzi scheme. And I'm starting to believe it is a Ponzi scheme. I think he's got a Ponzi scheme that relies on government taxpayer money. He's never made a profit in his life, and he keeps extorting states to pay more money in tax credits, and he uses those tax credits to sell off to other corporations, and that's what keeps his company alive. To me, it sounds like a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, it sounds very Bernie Madoff. And I was just going to say, during the Thailand cave emergency, he got into like a Twitter war with one of the rescuers, and he called the guy a pedophile. I mean, you want to talk about out of bounds, just ridiculous. And all his executives are now resigning. His VP of communication is over with. His head of HR is gone. And I guess like a week and a half ago, he admitted he was exhausted and was acting super shaky with NBC, and he had been working like 110 hours a week. So the reign of Elon Musk in question, and who knows if he will sustain. And I tend to think you're right about the Ponzi scheme.
And by the way, you know, all I could tell you is Elon Musk is another kind of spacey, new agey. I don't know if he's a liberal. He's kind of liberal, but he also sometimes defends Trump. But he's pretty liberal for the most part. And people trust him, you know, with billions and billions of dollars. He's got a multi-billion dollar company. But all these guys are kind of the same. It reminds me of the internet days in the year 2000, you know? They all were young, hotshot guys. They didn't act traditional. They didn't dress traditional. They weren't in suits and ties. They thought they could play foosball all day in a pair of shorts with flip-flops on, and they actually thought you could be CEO and look like that, and they all came crashing down. And all these years later, we've got a new revolution with the guys who run Twitter and Facebook and this guy from Tesla. They all look like bums, and they wear tattoos on their arms, and they think they can wear flip-flops and act like they're billion-dollar kings of the world. And I think it's all going to come crashing down exactly like the year 2000 with the Internet revolution. You know what? If there's one way to own a business, it's to wear a suit and a tie and look like a gentleman and act like a gentleman. It's not to act like some young freak from a frat house. And this guy smoking a bong. And this guy is just a good example of that. I say a lot of these people are going down. I say Twitter and Facebook, we're going to look back in history and say it was all a big scam.
Bravo. Couldn't agree more.
All right, next story.
Moving right along, we have the Philadelphia Insectarium and Butterfly Pavilion, a very cute little insect museum in Philly. And some knucklehead, some complete, I want to use a worse word, stole 7,000 of these living exotic creatures that are alive with a value of $50,000. Including a highly venomous spider, a six-eyed sand spider. And they just took them, which, you know, these are living creatures. Who knows if they're able to keep them alive? They're, you know, they're very sensitive to heat and light. And it was 90% of the museum's collection. And the museum believes it was disgruntled ex-employees because some idiot took a steak knife and left their uniform attached to the wall with a steak knife. And this six-eyed sand spider is so venomous that to a mammal within minutes, 25% of a mammal, that includes a human being's body, would rot and die. So, you know, they're messing around with stuff they don't fully understand. And they probably did the theft to retaliate against this poor museum, which the kids were going to. And the museum is now so broke, they've started a GoFundMe page. So if anyone feels so moved, go on the internet and give them some money so the kids can see the spiders again. Kind of a sad story, I think.
All right, next story, please, Matthew Schitt.
Like, you're such a softy, man. It's just insects.
Insects.
All right, so
insects.
We got to Boynton Beach, right? Our brethren retire there. A lot of New Yorkers go there with cheap housing, lots of delis, early bird specials. But they got a real problem.
Wait. You know that because you're from Florida. The average person listening has no idea what you're talking about. Boynton Beach is in Florida. Is that correct?
It is a retirement-type community in Florida where a lot of New Yorkers go to retire. Civil servant types and working people, until recently was relatively inexpensive to live there, was peaceful and nice, but they have a massive problem now. They are 10 miles away from a nature sanctuary on the ocean, and they're starting to find these mega snakes traipsing around their neighborhood, not the least of which was an 18-foot constrictor snake. And it's gotten to the point where it's so frequent in South Florida that they have alerts where the people in these, you know, gated communities put signs all over the place because they are absolutely a threat to animals, young children, and even adults. I mean, a 15 or a 20-foot constricting rock python absolutely can eat anything it can get in its mouth, not the least of which a senior citizen, a kid, or maybe even an adult, and it's a real, real problem happening all over South Florida, especially near nature areas. And animal control won't even come without a picture. So they didn't have a good picture of it. So they're letting this thing traipse around the neighborhood underneath houses and stuff. I don't know. That might rattle me just a little. Just a little.
All right, you hear the music. We're going to be right back more with Matthew Schiff and Strange Stories. He's always got strange stories, rattling stories, as he says, from the Internet and from news media around the world that are just too bizarre to even believe they might be true, but they're all true. Strange but true. Schiff happens. How do people reach you, Matthew Schiff?
MattyDSchiff77@gmail.com or SchiffHappens77 on Twitter.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, when I get back, some really weird stuff from Susie Lee's office. We've got a video in hand from Susie Lee's office. She's running for United States Congress. United States Congress against Danny Tarkanian, my buddy. And they got a video inside her office of the weird stuff in her office. These Democrats are bizarre. Wait till you see it. Wait till you hear about it. Be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
We work hard at being healthier.
What?
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. And find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
War now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. We're with Matthew Schiff, my great friend, lifetime buddy. Schiff Happens, the name of the segment. He's got weird and strange stories from around the world. I want to mention my thanks to the sponsor of this segment of the show, Cenogenics. Cenogenics got me on their amazing program. It's not a diet program. They're not a diet company. They're not a weight loss company. They're all about anti-aging. They're all about healthy aging. They're all about age management. But they've got a proven scientific approach to healthy aging, to defy aging, custom tailored to each individual, and the byproduct of getting healthier and healthier. And they did do that for me because all of my bloods, all of my tests were just fantastic after they took them, and they found some things like prediabetes and insulin resistance. And the minute they did that, they were like, no big deal. They're all just minor, and they're just barely starting, and we caught them in time. We'll solve them in 3 months. They solved them in 1 month. And my blood tests were just amazing 1 month later, how clean they were. And then, since then, I've lost 10 pounds. And people are telling me I look the best in years and years and years. Lost 10 pounds I've been unable to lose for the last 20 years. And I did it by eating more food than I've ever eaten and exercising less. This is like the 20th day in a row now that I've exercised a half hour, whereas I used to do 2 hours a day, never lost a pound. And now, all of a sudden, I exercise only a half hour a day, gained a lot more time to work and make money, and eat a lot more, eat several times a day, and I love the food, and yet I've lost 10 pounds, and they added a ton of muscle. It's really like a miracle. For your free, no-obligation consultation, they have clinics all over the United States, 21 clinics, and they do a lot of stuff online. They could talk to you and have a free consultation on the phone. You don't have to even go in the clinic. Find out what it's all about. Call 888-YOUNGER. Want to be fatter? Want to look worse, feel worse? Want to be older? Don't call. Want to be younger? Call 888-YOUNGER. Toll free anywhere in the United States, 888-YOUNGER, and the website is Cenogenics.com. You can register there as well. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, Cenogenics.com. All right, Matthew Schiff, hit us with your next story.
We have a Gamard Scientific Company. They make medical supplies. They have been making training dolls since 1940, but with the uptick in technology, now they have created Hal, what they call the blood droid, which Hal is reminiscent from the supercomputer from Stanley Kubrick's 2001 A Space Odyssey. And Hal is very, very lifelike. He is a young boy. He expresses fear. He bleeds. He complains if you cause him pain. If you put a light in his pupil, it gets small. And he's able to be programmed to have a stroke and a heart attack. And you can hook Hal up to real medical machines. And the problem is sometimes he's a little too realistic. And future nurses and doctors are getting freaked out and running out of the room because he says, "You're hurting me." And his mouth goes open and he screams for his mother. So maybe just a little too realistic there.
between Hal and the sex robots that they've got and all these sex robot brothels around Europe, the world's getting really strange. I mean, really strange. I just saw an article, by the way, today in some paper, and they said with those sex, are they called robots or dummies? I don't know what they call them, whatever they are.
They're actually both. Opened up the first one in North America, in Canada.
Yeah, so they were saying today the reason for them is, because I can't even imagine why you'd want to, you know, have sex with a robot. They said the reason why is because the internet, social media generation. Everybody is so much on Facebook and Twitter. They don't have any friends. They don't have a girlfriend. They don't have sex. They lead completely lonely lives, and they don't know anybody. And so they'd rather have sex with a robot because they don't know a girl. And I'm like, what? This generation is so screwed, it's unbelievable.
Bro, here's the kicker. I read that article, too, because I was going to use it on the show. You can catch a disease from these robots, so they tell the clients of this idiotic brothel to come in with disinfectant because they don't even guarantee the things are clean. I mean, people have completely lost their marbles, Wayne.
All right, and they want them to wear, last I heard, they want them to wear rubbers. Well, having sex with a robot. That could be the dumbest thing I've ever heard. All right, let's get to the next story. Last one. I've got time for one more. Go, my friend.
Prince Charles has always been one of the most irritating people on the face of the earth to me. I don't know about you. The guy has always rubbed me the wrong way. Anyone who would cheat on Princess Diana to date a woman who was 15 years older than him is questionable. And he just won an award from GQ on his 70th birthday. And he's alarming the world that he thinks that robots and artificial intelligence is a real, real problem because, you know, I don't know, Prince Charles has never struck me as the sharpest tool in the shed, and he seems to think that technology and robots are a blight and that it could cause massive amounts of unemployment and problems to Great Britain. And GQ being the flattering knuckleheads that they are just made him an honorary lifetime award for his works in the ecology. So Prince Charles getting awards for being born into billions and talking about the environment.
I never understood the Camilla thing. She is not a good looking woman. I mean, she just has never been a good looking woman. I don't know how you.
You and I think alike, bro.
I don't know how you leave that exactly. For Camilla. I have no idea, but. You know, it's each their own, you know? Different shtick for different people, can I tell you?
Wayne, it is that reason alone that I will not listen to him about the environment.
Exactly. Matthew Schiff, tell everyone how they can reach you.
Matty D. Schiff 77 at Gmail or SchiffHappen77 on Twitter.
All right, that's how you reach him. If you're lonely, instead of a sex robot, just contact Matthew Schiff. Wayne Allyn Root, worn out. Matt, have a great weekend. Have a great weekend. And we'll see y'all back here in just a second after the news.
Any product advertised on the previous program which requires an investment is subject to all locals.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Come.